Today's daf is Psachim Daf Memtes, and we are at the very top of Daf Memtes Amad Aleph, the Mishnah. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema, Fashlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther Bas Henshe Genendel, Sarah Bas Batya, Yaakov Ben Chaya, and Shoshana Bas Chava Leah. Today's daf is also being learned as a Zechus V'Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and Le'ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadol L'chaim Toivim, Rav Moshe Chai, Zog to Mishnah, Arba Asar Shechal Yoyz B'Shabbos, if the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, falls out on a Shabbos, Mivarin Es HaKoil, Milifnei HaShabbos Divrei Rameir. Rameir says, you have to dispose of your chametz, you have to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh of Ach B'Yoyim HaRishon, Tashpis Usar Mibateichem, not on Yud Dalet Nisan, which is the day that ordinarily you would do it, but rather you would have to do it on Yud Gimel Nisan, you would have to do it on Erev Shabbos. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, Bizmanoi, that even when Yud Dalet Nisan falls out on Shabbos, you should still get rid of your chametz on Yud Dalet Nisan, meaning you could get rid of your chametz on Shabbos. But Lezbarat Tzadik, Lezbarat Tzadik said, Truma Melifnei HaShabbos V'chulim Bezmanim. He made a pshara, he compromised. He said it depends. If the chametz is Truma, then you should get rid of it before Shabbos. If the chametz is chulin, so then you can get rid of it on Shabbos. Now, one thing is clear. You cannot burn chametz on Shabbos. Meaning, even though we know that there's certain mitzvahs of Pesach that are doich Shabbos, for example, the Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach was brought even on Shabbos. So if Yud Dalet Nisan, Erev Pesach, the day that the Karban Pesach was brought, fell out on Shabbos, they used to bring the Karban Pesach anyways. But to burn chametz, despite the fact that it's also a mitzvah, of course, is not going to be doich Shabbos. So if you're going to get rid of your chametz on Erev Pesach, Shecholiyos B'Shabbos, you're going to have to get rid of it in a way where you're not violating Shabbos. Such as, you could eat it, you could feed it to your animals, but the point is, you're going to have to get rid of it in a way where you're not violating Shabbos. Said Rabbi Loza Barab Tzadik, it's for that reason, there's a distinction between Truma and Chulin. Truma, you could get rid of Dafka Erev Shabbos, because we're concerned that you may not have that many ways to get rid of it on Shabbos. You're going to end up being stuck with the truma, because truma you can't feed to your animals, you can't give it to someone that's not a kohen. So we're afraid that you may not have the means to get rid of it on Shabbos. Therefore, get rid of it before Shabbos. As it relates to chulin, however, that's something that you can get rid of on Shabbos itself. Tanya, we learned to the brayos, but let's brought to the goyim. Pamachas shavas abba biyavne. He said, my father once spent Shabbos in Yavne. Chalar ba'as aliyas b'Shabbos. The 14th day of Nisan, meaning Erev Pesach, fell out on Shabbos. Uba zoynin memudish Rabbi Gamliel. Zoynin, who was one of Rabbi Gamliel's gaboyim, came, but Omar, he said, this took place on Shabbos. And he said, it came time to get rid of the chametz. And he said, I went together with my father, we got rid of the chametz. Rav Elazar ben Tzadik brought a raya to his position that there is a concept of getting rid of chametz even on Shabbos. What's the raya to that? Because he said it was a ma'aseh shehayah, kach hayah. I'm telling you what happened, where we got rid of chametz. Now, it was chulin, it wasn't truma, but either way, so what's the halacha as it relates to beer chametz on Shabbos? It's a machloikis tanom. According to Rav Meir, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, mevarin es hakom lifnei Shabbos, you have to get rid of the chametz before Shabbos. According to the Chachamim, no, you can get rid of it on Shabbos. Rav Elazar bat Tzadik was a pshara, he was in between. He said it depends. Is it truma or is it chulin? Truma, you'd have to get rid of before Shabbos. Chulin is something that you can get rid of on Shabbos. So what's the hesber in the machloikis? You have a machloikis tanoim. Whether you can get rid of your chametz on Shabbos or you can't get rid of your chametz on Shabbos. The Baal HaMor says that the machloikis from Meir and the Chachamim in this Mishnah, Psach and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, is the same as the machloikis Rav Meir and the Chachamim in a Mishnah on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph at the very, very beginning of Perakol Shah. There's a very yesoidist thing in machloikis Rav Yehuda and Chachamim in that Mishnah, how one is supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Rav Yehuda says, Ein bir chametz al sreifa. The way you're mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu is with sreifa. The Chachamim say it doesn't have to be sreifa. Af mefarer v'zoyer l'ruach imatal yom. There are other ways to be mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbisu, says the Baal HaMor, very gishma. Rav Meir in the Mishnah of Sochem Daf Dafnem Tes, holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Aleph, that ain't Bir Chametz al Sreifa. So if the only way to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Bir Chametz is with Sreifa, so how could you do it on Shabbos? Sreifa's Chametz is not going to be Deichach Shabbos, Karban Pesach maybe is Deichach Shabbos, but Sreifa's Chametz is not going to be Deichach Shabbos. The Chachamim who say that you could be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu on Shabbos is because they hold like the Chachamim in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Kol Shah, that Hashbasasoi Bechol Dover, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu in any way. If you eat the Chametz, you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. If you feed it to your animals, you can be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. There's other ways to do it. So if the other ways to do it, you don't inevitably have to be Mechal Shabbos in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tashbisu. So it's for that reason the Chachamim say you'd even be able to get rid of it Bismanois. If somebody was on his way Erev Pesach, Teshech the Karban Pesach, or he had a Bris Milah, his own son, on Erev Pesach, or he's getting engaged and he's going to celebrate a Sudas Erisin in his Shver's house. He left his house Erev Pesach and he remembers on his way to do this mitzvah that he has chametz in his house. So here's the question. Does he have to go back to get rid of the chametz or does he not have to go back to get rid of the chametz? If he can go back with Levar, get rid of the chametz, and still do what he needs to do, bring the Karban Pesach, do the Bris Milah, go have this Sudas Erisim Bebeis Chamov, Yachzer V'Yivar, then that's what he should do. V'Mlav, and if it's impossible, Mevatloi V'Liboi, then what he should do is Bittel. He should just have in mind that the chametz that he has in his Rishus right now, B'Telem U'Muvutalim, he should have in mind, Kol Chamir V'Chamir, D'Ikr B'Shusi, D'Chazisi, D'Loi Chazisi, he should do Bittel, and Bittel we know works. Meaning, if a person has chametz in his house, but he was Mevatel the chametz, at that point he won't violate the halacha of Bal Yerah Bal Yematzei. Now the Katchila, even though all you need to do is Bittel, there's still a mitzvah bedikas chametz, you're still supposed to get rid of it. Rashi, Tosis, the beginning of the Masechta, and some of the raid that we spoke about at the very, very beginning of Masechta's Pesachim. But that's only a lekatchila. Bidiyavid, you could always be saying chametz. So this person who's on his way to do a mitzvah, if he goes back, he's going to fapas the mitzvah. So don't start drengzich. Rather, continue doing your mitzvah and rely on the bidiyavid, which is bittel. What's if this person left his house on Erev Pesach, not to do a mitzvah, but to go save someone, lahatzel min ha-nachrim, to save somebody from the nachrim, u'min ha-nar, somebody was drowning, u'min ha-listim, from the robbers, u'min ha-dleka, there was a fire, min ha-mapoilis, or a wall fell down, yivatim ali, but then there's no question. What you should do is do bittel b'leif, don't even think about going back. Go do the mitzvah, go save this person, I the chametz, do bittel. The lishbois, shvisas or rishos, what if somebody was on his way to be shoyves, a shvisa, so rishos, yachsamia. That person should definitely turn around. Meaning, sometimes if a person left his house and he remembers that he has chametz, the halacha is, it depends. Do you have enough time to go back? Do you not have enough time to go back? Sometimes, don't even think about it. Just continue going. And sometimes, fakir, don't even think about it. You absolutely have to go back. What are these three categories? If you're hoylich to do a mitzvah, lishchet his pischay, lama lesbenoy, lechel su deseris, and beveis chamav, then you should make a cheshmet, make a calculation. How much time is it going to take me to go back? And then, will I still be able to do my mitzvah? If the answer is yeah, then go back. Otherwise, be saimichan, unbittable. If a person is on his way to save somebody, don't even go down that road. Rely on the bidiyevid, which for sure works, and that's bittel, and don't even think about going back. If somebody was on his way, lishbois shvisas harishos, then yachsa miyad, he should go back. So what does it mean, lishbois shvisas harishos? It says, machlekes Rashi and Tosis. Rashi says, lishbois shvisas harishos means this person wanted to make an Erev Tchumen. And there's two ways to make an Erev Tchumen. You can make an Erev Tchumen by setting up Mazin Shtei Sudois in this place that you want now to be your Makam Shviso with regards to your Alpayim Amah. Or you can be Koine Shviso by physically going to the place where you want to be Koine Shviso and being there Bein Hashmashas. Rashi says this person was on his way because he wanted to be Koine Shviso in a certain place for Pesach and he wanted to be there at the time of Bein Hashmashas. But the reason he was doing it was for a Dvar Rishos. Being that you're only doing it for a Dvar Rishos, the halach is Yachzer Miyad. Tosfos says, I have a big problem with Rashi's Pshat. Because one of the themes that came up a lot in Masechtas Erevin is that there's a Manda Omer that holds in Ma'arvin Elul Dvar Mitzvah. The only time you're ever allowed to make Erev Tchumen is if it's for a Dvar Mitzvah. So this whole notion of Lishpoy Shvitzus or Rishos, meaning Erev Tchumen, really doesn't work with the Pashtos and the Sugis and the Sechtes Erevin. So Tosfos says, for that reason, I think Pshat's Pashat, Lishpoy Shvitzus or Rishos means you're just going away away for Yontif. L'smayach b'Pesach b'beis oyavoy, oykroyvoy. The point is, you're going to spend Pesach with your friends, I guess your mishsach, or you're going to your family, but either way, you're going to spend Pesach with somebody else. That must be what it means. But not lishbay shvishitzer reshus in the Erevin sense, because in the Erevin sense, that's already, you're opening up a whole controversial discussion of whether it's even possible to make Erev Tchumen for a Dvar Rishos. Another Allah, Tchem Michi Yatzim Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim, and this is because HBO, they boss a Kodesh, and he realizes that he has Kachin on him. Now that's a problem, because he can't take Kachin outside of Yerushalayim. There's a Psul Yoytse in Kachim, which states that Kachim is not allowed to leave certain Gvulim, certain boundaries. Kachim Kedashim can't leave the Chaymas of the Azar. Kachim Kalim can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim, but it can't leave the walls of Yerushalayim. So if this person left Yerushalayim and he had Kachim, it doesn't matter if it was Kachim Kedashim, Kachim Kalim, he has a problem. Now what's the halacha? If you have Kachim that's puzzle, you have to burn it. L'katchila, you were supposed to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a halacha that says, B'makam achilasai, sham tei srifasai. So you really were supposed to burn it in the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, this person is already on his way somewhere. Are we going to require him to go back or not? Says the Mishnah, here's the halacha. Im avar tzoifin, if he passed Mount Scopus, Har Tzoifin, that was the mountain from which you were still able to see Yerushalayim. Once you passed Har Tzoifin, you couldn't see Yerushalayim anymore. Or you couldn't see the Beis HaMikdash anymore. Then the halacha sarfa b'mkayim. If you already passed Har Tzoifin, you don't have to make a U-turn, go back. Anybody, just burn it where you are. Aye, there's a din, you're supposed to burn kachim that pasul b'makim achilasai. Yeah, l'katchila, but yeah, it doesn't have to be that way. Vimlav, and if not, choyzer v'sarfai, the halacha is you do have to go back. L'fnei habira, on the harabais, me'atzah marochel, using the word of the marochel, v'kamehim choyzer, for how much do you have to go back? Meaning, is there a shear of how much chametz you would have to go back for? This halacha, you on your way out, now you have to go back, sometimes, sometimes not. Is there a shear of how much chametz I have to go back for, or not? Same as it relates to someone that has basar kodesh on him, and he left Yerushalayim. Is there a shear of how big that kachim has to be in order for us to now figure out whether he has to go back or not? Remeir says, Zev Zev Kabeh. The shear is always a kabeh. A kabeh of chametz, you have to go back for sometimes. A kabeh of kachim, you have to go back for sometimes. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, Zev Zev Kazayas. Rita says, it's always Kazayas. V'chachamim Oymer, Basar Kodesh B'Kazayas. V'chametz B'Kabeh. Kachim halach is actually more chomer than chametz. So as it relates to basar kodesh, the shear is a kezayis, which is a lesser shear. The chametz b'kebeya, as opposed to the shear of chametz, that's a kebeya, that is the larger shear. Zok de gemar. So the Mishnah discussed in the Reisha, someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah, it's Erev Pesach. He's on his way to shech the Karban Pesach. Every year, Erev Pesach used to go to Yerushalayim to bring the Karban Pesach. Ovelam el espanoi, his son, it's shluch. He has to do a bris milah. V'lechel sudas erisin beveis chamav. Or he's on his way to eat a sudas erisin in his shver's house. So what is a sudas erisin in his shver's house? That's going to be the topic of the next Gemara. And then from there, the Gemara is going to digress and digress from its digression. And we're going to have a daf of hashtag agaduta. But what exactly is sudas erisin beveis chamav? So once upon a time, erisin and the suin were divided into two separate events. Erisin is what we know as Kiddushin. There's a whole Masechta called Masechet Kiddushin. Ho'ishin niknes bekesef shtar ubiya, that's Erisin. When a man and a woman engage, pun intended, in Erisin, they're married mid-dairaisa 100%. So for example, if he's a Kayin and she's now married to a Kayin, the halacha is she'd be able to eat truma. If somebody would be mezana with her, he'd be mezana with an eshes ish. He would be chayev misa. If he dies, there's going to be a chayev yibum. Erisin is marriage 100%, meaning it should not be confused with what we refer to as engagement. Today, engagement just means there's a memorandum of understanding that they're going to get married. But it's not any real chalois from a technical and from a halachic sense, as opposed to Erisin and Kedushin, that was a real deal. Nisuin is now the hashlama of that marriage. Once there's Nisuin, now there's a Heter Bia, and you have a whole bunch of different halachas. But the point is that when they used to do Erisin, they used to make a Suda. And this was a Suda that was a proper event, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says, Ahoylech l'shchetes pischoy, v'lam l'es b'nai, v'lechel sudas erisim b'veis chamav, v'niska she'esh l'chamav. So do I have to go back? I'm on my way to my shver's house. I'm going to have a sudas erisim. By the way, there's a big discussion in the poskim. How can you have a sudas erisim on Erev Pesach? Right, we're going to learn Perek Arbi Pesachim soon. Arbi Pesachim Samach L'Chashecha. That's like the Makartar Alochi. You're not supposed to eat too much. And I mean, this is a Tayameh, if there ever was one. This is Mamash Asudas Erisin. Bevei's Chamav, you're making the Sudas Mitzvah on Erev Pesach. It's very schwer. But either way, you see from here that a Sudas Erisin is a Mitzvah. Right? We're putting it in the same category as a Hoylach Lishchadas Pesachai and a Hoylach Lavinas Vaitigmar. Right? Meaning, a Hoylach Lachasudas Erisin, Bevei's Chamav Lishchadas Pesachai, shows Yachsamiyad. You should go back right away. Meaning, we have a stira. Our Mishnah says that a Hoylach Lachasudas Erisin, that's like going to do a Dvar Mitzvah. You're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, sometimes you go back, sometimes you don't go back. The Brisa said just the opposite. That if someone's on his way to eat a Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamas, Beveis Chamav, it's like the Lishpoi Shvisus or Rishos, it's like the second category in the Mishnah, with Allah, you for sure go back. Yachsam Yat, I'm Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, I said like Kasha, Ha Rabbi Yehuda, Ha Rabbi Yehuda. It's really Machlik, Tanya, you're going to the Brisa, Sudas Eris and Rishos, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that a Sudas Eris is a Rishos. Rabbi Yehuda said Mitzvah. So if you have a Machlik, it's whether it's a Rishos or Mitzvah. Our Mishnah that says it's a Mitzvah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Hold Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav is a mitzvah. The price of that, put Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav together with Lishpoi Shvisas or Rishos, is going to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds it's a Rishos. Hashta says the Gemara, Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda commented on this machloik is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, whether Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav is Rishos or it's a mitzvah. He said, Machloik is Besuda Shnir. Machloik is only regarding the second Suda. Aval Besuda Rishoina, Divri Akoyal Mitzvah. So apparently, not only was there one Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav, but they used to make a second Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav. Apparently, that second Suda revolved around gifts that the Chosin used to send to the Kala, and they used to commemorate it with this big event. So Rav Chizda said, the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, where the Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav has a din of a Sudas Mitzvah, where it has a din of a Sudas Mishutz, which could have impact in many areas of Halacha. But this machloikis was only discussing the Sudas Shniyah. But the Sudas Rishon, everybody else is a Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, like then, you don't have to say that the Mishnah Rabbi Yossi and the Brice is Rabbi Yehuda. I feel the tema hava ha Rabbi Yehuda. You could say the Mishnah and the Brice are both Rabbi Yehuda, but like Kasha, hava suda Rishayna, hava suda Shniya. Our Mishnah that says suda Seris and Beveis Chamav is a suda Smitzvah is going by the first suda, where even Rabbi Yehuda holds it's a suda Smitzvah. The Brice that says a suda Seris and Beveis Chamav is a Rishos, that's Taka going like Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that the suda Shniya is Rishos, and that's why it referred to it as the Sudas Rishos. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said this mefurish. Ani loy shamati, ela Sudas Erisin, avaloy sivloy nois. Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa says mefurish what Rav Chizda said. So this could have been a Tanya Nami Hachi. Right, this is a Brisa that's mefarish a little more what the previous Brisa left us hanging with a little bit. Meaning the previous Brisa, we just had a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, whether Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav is Rishos, whether it's a Dvar Mitzvah. Rav Chizda came and he started making a distinction between the first Suda and the second Suda, and the whole Rabbi Yehuda that says it's a Rishos was only referring to the second Suda. This Brisa says it clearly. Rabbi Yehuda himself was talking. This is in the first person. He said, Ani lo shamati that Sudas Eris and Beveis Chamav should be a Sudas Mitzvah, elo Sudas Erisin. That's the first Suda. Avalois of Loinus, the Suda that they made when they sent gifts. Then, Amalei Rabbi Yossi, Anisha Mati, I'll tell you what I heard. Sudas Eris in Visiv Loinus. Not only the first Suda is a Sudas Mitzvah, but even the second Suda is a Sudas Mitzvah. So he's just mentioned Sudas Mitzvah, specifically Sudas Erisin, which is a Sudas Mitzvah. From here, we have an epic digression. Tanya. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon said, "Kol suda she'ein shel mitzvah, any suda that's not a suda mitzvah, ain't talmid chacham rashoi lahanes v'men. A talmid chacham is not allowed to be nana from. So a talmid chacham is allowed to eat and participate in a suda, but only a suda mitzvah. The suda is not a suda mitzvah. Talmid chacham can't have any part in it. What's an example of a suda that's not a suda mitzvah? I mean, there are the obvious sudas that are not suda mitzvah. But Rabbi Yochanan was trying to make a point. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan said, 'Kigoy bas koyin liyisrael.'" If a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael, and now there's a Sudas Erisin, or a Sudas Nesuin, Zolkadait Chamina, I would have thought it's a Sudas Mitzvah. No, Bas Koyin's marrying a Yisrael, that's already not a Sudas Mitzvah. Ubas Talmud Chacham Lama Aretz. Or if a Bas Talmud Chacham marries an Lama Aretz, that's also not a Sudas Mitzvah. Amr Rabbi Yochanan is a Bas Koyin liYisrael. If a Bas Koyin marries a Yisrael, Ein Zivugan Oyle Yafa. The Zivug is Rachmana Litzlan, not going to be Oyle Yafa. Mai, what does it mean it's not going to be Oyle Yafa? Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda said very sharp. Oy Almana, either she's going to become an Almana, the Kala, Oy Grusha, Oy Zere Engla, or she's not going to have Zere Shakayamas. Nisatana, Bryce said Koivra, either he's going to marry her, Oy Koivra, so she's going to marry him, Oy Miviosle de Anios, or they're going to eventually become Anim. Amy, Faith, Tomorrow, Statue, Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon, said, Oy Tzache is Ashner, Yidbak, Bizarre Shalahar. That if somebody wants to become a Gvir, he should marry a Bas Koyin, because to marry a Bas Koyin is a school of Lashiris. Why is it a school of Lashiris? So the Marshal says in Chedushi Agadis, because the Gemara says that the Ketoris was a school of Lashiris. Who did the Ketoris? The Kehanim.
were the ones that had exclusive rights on the Ketores, obviously. So he says, if the Ketores is a school of Lashiras, and marrying a Bas Kayin is indirectly going to be a school of Lashiras. Rabbi Yechon said, if somebody wants to become an Oisher, he should marry Zari Shalahar, not Kolshkein, She Torah V'Kohuna Ma'asrusan. And certainly, if you're a Talmud Chacham, then you'll have the Schus of Torah, and you'll have the Schus of Kohuna, you'll Zicha become a Gevir. But what does it sound like? It sounds like if a person wants to marry into the family of Aharon HaKohen, it's actually a good idea, because he ended up becoming a Gevir. I thought Rabbi Yochanan just said that a Bas Kohen is not supposed to marry Yisrael. And if a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, Ein Zivugan Oile Yafo. So Mar says, like, Kasha, Haba Talmud Chacham, Haba Am Ha'aretz. When Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not good for a Bas Kohen to marry a Yisrael, he was talking about Yisrael Am Ha'aretz. If the Yisrael is a Talmud Chacham, that's already a whole different deal. In other words, we're tweaking a little bit what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan initially said, this is important, as a segue for the next Gemara, that a Bas Kohen that marries a Yisrael ain't Zivugan Oile Yafo. But the Gemara said there's another Rabbi Yochanan. So after further review, the Gemara said, you know what Rabbi Yochanan really meant? He didn't mean that a Bas Kohen can't marry Yisrael. What he meant was that a Bas Kohen shouldn't marry an Am Ha'aretz. Habit Talmud Chacham, Haba Am Ha'aretz. Or certainly a Yisrael that's an Am Ha'aretz. Talk to the Gemara. On that note, Rabbi Yeshua Nosef Kahanto. Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Kohen, Cholash, and then he became sick. Amar, he said, I know why. I'm not well, because loy nichale laharoin the adbik bizarre the havale chasno ki ano aharon hakohen doesn't want to have an edom like me, and as a result I married into the family of the kohanim, and this is the anivus of Rabbi Yeshua. He says this must be the reason. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba nasa kantor. Rabbi Yehuda bar Abba married a bas kohen. Afkuminei trei bani smicha, and he had two sons that were literally G'doy le'yadar, Rav Shisha, not Rav Sheshes, Rav Shisha b'ed Ravidi, famous Amoyer, Rav Yehoshua b'ed Ravidi. So these two sons came from Rav Yehuda bar Abba, and he attributed it to the fact that he married a Bas Kohen. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, Eloi nasiv no kahanta lo yatri. Had I not married a Bas Kohen, I wouldn't have became a Gvir. So Rav Papa, Kiyodua, was Torah v'gidula b'malkam Echa. We know about the greatness of Rav Papa, and he had his 10 sons, but in addition to that, he was also very wealthy. And in different places in Shas, Rav Papa attributes his wealth to different things, right? We know the industry that he was in. He was in the beer business. But in terms of what skulois that he had, what he was zoicha to this Ashiris in different places, there's different mamori chazal. One place he says, because he used a lot of water when he washed the tilos yadayim. So over here, Rapapa said it has something to do with who he married. Eloi no sivna kahanta. Had I not married into the family of the kohanim, lo yatri, he wouldn't have been a gvir. Incidentally, the Marsha said that what's this skula of marrying a bas kohen, you're going to become a gvir? He said, because the kohanim were gvirim, because they used to bring the ketores. Now, this is Rapapa, who lives in Bavel, you know, hundreds of years after Churban Bayesheni. There was no Ketores at this point, and still Rapapa said that he became a Gevir because of this. Either I'm Rav Kahana said, Eloi Nesim Kahanta, where it's not for the fact that I married an Ishes, had I not married an Ishes, I wouldn't have gone to Galus. Rav Kahana famously went to Galus. Rashi quotes a Gemara in the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma, a whole Maisa with Rav Kahana and a Moiser and Rav, a fascinating story. I read all of the Bavel, the story with Rav Yochanan. We've spoken about this in the past. The income of Kamma, but Rav Kahana had to leave Bavel, he had to go to Galus. He went to Galus in Eretz Yisrael. His Galus was he went to Rav Yochanan's yeshiva, not Rav Yochanan Zakeh's yeshiva. That was Rav Lezar Gadol. This is Rav Yochanan da Moir's yeshiva. He ended up in Rav Yochanan. And Rav Kahana said, you know why this happened to him? You know why he had the fate of ending up in Golas? He said it was because he married a Bas Kohen. And because he married a Bas Kohen, that's why this all happened. Meaning Rav Kahana felt I wasn't supposed to marry a Bas Kohen, I was supposed to marry an Am Ha'aretz. That's Amrule, they told him, you didn't go to Golas. Follow Makam Torah Golisa. Das heist a Golas. You're Rabbi Yechonon's yeshiva. You drain zechut reishlokish. I mean, what kind of gullus is that? So he said, loy galoy k'dagoli inchi. It's true, but at the end of the day, I didn't do it on my terms. It's one thing you go to an out-of-town yeshiva and you learn memela. But he said, for me to have gone to gullus the way I did, this wasn't on my terms, and this is what he attributed to. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak said, k'lan nedem sudas rishus. If somebody has anah from sudas rishus, so save gaila. Eventually, he's going to go to gullus. Shenema, the pasuk says, the oichlim karim mitzoyin va'agolim mitoich marbek. So this pasuk seems to suggest that people are fressing and they're indulging in a very hedonistic way. Viksiv, and then the pasuk continues. That's Amos Perik Vav pasuk Dalet. Three pasukim later, pasuk Zayin lochein ato yiglu b'roish goylim v'sor mirzas truchim. That you see that what came from the va'ichlim karam mitzoyin va'agolim itaych marbek, they ended up going to Gaul. Tan Rabban, kol tamachachem marbek sudasay b'chol makim. A tamachachem that's always eating a suda, meaning b'chol makim he's marbek sudasay. Soif machrev espesay.
He's going to eventually destroy his house. He's going to cause his wife to become an almana. His children are going to be yisoyim. He's going to forget his learning. And he's going to end up in fights. No one's going to listen to anything he has to say. It's a two very, very sharp lines. Mayhi. What is this last thing? V'goyrim shame ra loyu levana. Meaning, after everything we said, not just that, you're going to cause a shame ra to you and your children and your emeklach atsoif kol adayrus. Amr Abaya. Abaya said, Karolei bar mechem tanuri. People are going to call this person, he's the person that was always heating up the oven. He was marbe sudasai b'chal makayim. So if he was marbe sudasai b'chal makayim, so it seems like he indulged very much in Taivas Achilas. He was always heating up the oven. Rava Marava says, Bar Meraki Bekubi. They're going to say he's the person that was always dancing in different places. Rapa, he was always shikker. Rapa Bama says, Bar Melachich Pinchi. He was the person, oh, your father, your Zayda, he's the one that used to lick the plates. Rav Shmaya says, Bar Mach Rava. Oh, he's the person he used to pass out on the street and he used to fall asleep and he would take his rekel off like this. He can sleep on it. Either way, these are all different expressions that one would use, I suppose, for someone that indulges and he becomes recklessly drunk. But the point is, a Talmud Chacham that's marbis hudasei b'chamakim. You can see just from the expressions that are used to describe this person, what it means to be marbis hudasei b'chamakim. This seems to be a very exaggerated form of indulgence in achila and shtiyah. Somebody like that, these are all the things that are going to happen to him. Tanu Rabbanan, Leilam Yimker Adam Kol Mashiyesh. A person should sell everything he has. V'yisa bas Talmud Chacham to marry a bas Talmud Chacham. Meaning, there's no hamevazviz al yevazviz yoysa michaymesh. A person should be yimkar kol ma sheyesh lo, literally everything, to marry a bas Talmud Chacham. Why? What's the chashivus of marrying a bas Talmud Chacham? In mace, because if this person's going to die, or goylo, or he's going to have to run away, muftach loy, he has a haftacha shabana of tamidei chachamim. Because if he marries a bas Talmud Chacham, so this girl grew up in a house with a chashivus atayra. So even if you're not going to be around to raise your children, but your wife will be able to take care of them because she's going to have that sensitivity. So at the very least, muftach le shaman of tamid chacham val yisav as amaris. But don't marry the daughter of an amaris. Because even though you're going to say, who cares, I married a bas amaris, I'm going to be mechanech my children. But the problem is, you don't know what's going to happen. So what happens if the person dies or he ends up in galus? Bonav amaris, at that point, wife, the mother of this family, is not going to have the training, the chinuch, to raise his kids properly, and the children are going to end up being ameyar. A person sell everything he has to marry a bas Talmud Chacham. Like we just said, and the same is true as it relates to someone that has a daughter. You should find a Talmud Chacham for your daughter. Mashal, if a Talmud Chacham is going to marry a bas Talmud Chacham, or if a Talmud Chacham is going to find a Talmud Chacham for his daughter, if you want to describe this zivug with a mashal, le'inve hagefen be'inve hagefen. The mashal would be to two inve hagefen, two vines. If you put them together, you take a grape from this vine, and you take a grape from that vine, and together you make wine, it's going to be a davar na'eh. The wine that's going to come out is going to be a davar na'eh, u'meskabel. And it's also going to be meskabel. So what does it mean, meskabel? Actually, very interesting. Rashi says, on Amud Beis, we'll see in a second, meskabel means when people hear about the shidduch, they're going to say, that's a good shidduch. We're sensitive to what people are going to say. Right, usually, you really care so much what people think. No, it's a davar na'eh u'meskabel. People, when they hear the shidduch, it's going to be, that's matim. That's a knack, that shidduch. But a person should not marry not bas amaris, assuming you're a Talmud Chacham. Why? Because mashal le'inve ha'gefen be'inve ha'sneh. This is the rest of the story, right? The inve agefen, inve agefen, we know about. But this is inve agefen, be inve asneh. It's not a dover no miskabel. It's a dover ka'ur, the inner miskabel. That's the other part that didn't make it into the lyrics. But when a Talmud Chacham marries a bas Talmud Chacham, it's inve agefen, inve agefen. Because then their progeny, what's going to come from them, is going to be so much better. You take these two groups, the two grapes, and you put them together. So you can imagine what's going to come out. It's going to be a dover no'eh. And not just that, it's miskabel el ha'shoymeh. As opposed to if a Talmud Chacham marries a bas ha'ma'aretz, then it's inve agefen, inve asneh. What if an ha'ma'aretz marries a bas ha'ma'aretz? Maybe that is inve agefen, inve agefen, dover no'eh, miskabel. But the Gemara is talking about a Talmud Chacham that marries either a bas Talmud Chacham or a Talmud Chacham that marries a bas ha'ma'aretz. Tanu Rabban, lo'ilam yimkar adam kol mashiyesh lo'i v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. It's in Dritten Mo, by the way. This is the third time we had this. A person should marry
a bas tamal chacham. It's so important. Sell everything you have. Be mevazviz yoisim yichaymish. Loi matzah bas tamal chacham. If somebody can't find a bas tamal chacham, so what's the second best thing? If you can't marry a bas tamal chacham, yisa bas gedoy le'adar. Then try to find the daughter of a gadol adar. So what does that mean? Rashi says, gedoy le'adar anshe maisa v'tzadikim. So you see that the two are mutually exclusive. There's a concept of a bas talmud chacham, and then there's the concept of the daughter of anshe maisa v'tzadikin. You also see that the Gemara says, as it relates to marrying, the daughter of talmud chacham comes first, and gedoy le'agar anshe maisa and tzadikin comes second. Like matzav bas gedoy le'adar. What if you can't find the daughter of a gadol adar to marry? So what's the third? Yisur bas rashi kinesis. Marry the daughter of the rashi kul. Like matzav bas rashi kinesis. That's how you can't find that. Yisur bas gabay tzedaka. At least marry the daughter of a gabay tzedaka. Like matzav bas gabay tzedaka. That's how you can't find the daughter of a gabay tzedaka. Yisur bas malamdei tinoikis. Then you should marry the daughter of a malamdei tinoikis. For yisur bas amir. But the point is, what you shouldn't do is marry the daughter of an amaretz. Why not? Mivnei shehin sheket. As it relates to someone that marries their daughters, it's as if you married a behemah. Now the truth is, we have to stop for a second and just mention one disclaimer, because the Gemara now is going to say things that are very, very sharp, and they're going to be targeted to an amaretz. So it's important to understand that just like the word Talmud Chacham means different things in different sugyas hashas, the word Am Ha'aretz also means different things in different sugyas hashas. And as it relates to the Gemara that we just learned for a fleeting moment, and the Gemaras that we're going to see from here until the end of the daf, it's important to realize that the word Am Ha'aretz doesn't mean someone that's not a baki b'shas and b'dalet chelkei shulchan aruch. The word Am Ha'aretz is referring to someone that once upon a time didn't keep Torah mitzvahs, he didn't learn Torah, but he didn't do it with an extreme dramatic form of Efkeres. The Tor in Hilchas Piri V'Rivya, where he talks about an Amma Aretz in the context of marriage, he says, quote, V'loi b'chol Amma Aretz kama. These halachas are not referring to every Amma Aretz. Elo b'misha hu chashud laver lahachas. This is someone that does have Averos, and he does that Averos lahachas. He's literally angry at his creator. And he goes and he eats Nevela. Why? Because he knows it bothers Hashem. And for that reason, he says, I know it makes you upset, and I want to make you upset. Lahachas is Miloshim Kas. He's literally doing it to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if you look in the Bach and the Beis Yosef, there's a big tumult about this tour, and Rashi and the Sugi is not so mashma that way. Ayin bepoiskim. But at the end of the day, one thing is clear. The disclaimer is 100% accurate. We don't mean an Am Ha'aretz in the sense that he maybe doesn't know everything. We're talking about an Am Ha'aretz that is someone that does Averis Lahachis, or he's a synonym of that. He's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'is Inyan. So it's that type of Am Ha'aretz who Chazal really didn't like, that Chazal were referring to when they said what we're about to learn. Tanya, we learned in the Braise, Rabbi Yomi Rabbi says, Am Ha'aretz Asal Lechel Basar. An Am Ha'aretz Nalari Basar. Shenemar Zois Teres Abehema V'Ha'if. Kol Oisek B'Teira, but the Lechel Basar Behema V'Ha'if. Right? Interesting, Joshua. So it's Torah. If you learn Torah, then you can have behemah and wife. Because she ain't the oisim b'Torah, also lecha bas behemah wife. Then you have to be a vegan, a vegetarian. You can't eat behemah. You can't eat wife. I'm Rabbi Lazar. I'm a aretz mutal le'noichav yom kippurim. And I'm a aretz you let it kill on Yom Kippur. Not only on Yom Kippur shechalias b'Shabbos. Even Yom Kippur that falls down on Shabbos. And by not only you let it kill him, you can be noicher him. Noicher means you can kill him however you want. I'm like Talmidah. So the Talmidim of Rabbi Lazar told Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Emor l'Shoichtai. Why are you saying Lenoichroi? Can't you give him Shchita? Do Shchitas Beisimanim. At least do it. Amr Lehem, Zed Tom, Bracha, Zed Tom, Bracha. You do Shchita, even Shchitas Chulin, you have to make a Bracha. Tzar Bali Chayim, this is, I don't want to even have to make a Bracha on this. Amr Rabbi Loz said, this is the same Rabbi Loz. Amr Aretz Asal Lislavitim Yabaderech. And Amr Aretz, he's not going to travel with an Amr Aretz. And Amr Aretz, Yicha Yecha V'Erech Yamecha. Al Chayiv Loichas, Al Chayiv Chaveri Loichalosh again. Torah is Chayecha V'Erech Yamecha. If Amr Aretz has only Torah, he doesn't care about Torah. So what does that mean? He doesn't care about his own life. If he doesn't care about his life, you think he's going to care about your life? As a result, he's chashan on shvichas damim. If he's chashan on shvichas damim, so here we have halacha. Also, this slavis imam bedach. Amrav shomer nachmini. Amrav but yoichanot. Am aretz mutal lekari kedag. And am aretz he let it tear him like a fish. Amrav shomer nach. You could do it from behind. Tanya. Amrav yakiva. Yakiva says kshisi am aretz. When I was in am aretz, amarti I said. One of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Miyitein li Talmud Chacham. He said, who's going to give me a Talmud Chacham? Rabbi Akiva says, it's true. The Am Ha'aretz really They were dangerous. Because I could tell you, I was once in 40 years, Rabbi Kiva was in Amoritz. And he said, when I was in Amoritz, I used to say that if I meet an Amoritz, I'm going to bite him, I'm going to rip him apart like a donkey. Amalei Talmudav, Rabbi Emer Kekelev, Waich Amoritz, say better a Kelev, Amalem Zen Noishech Veshoiver Etzem, Vezen Noishech Veinoshever Etzem. When a dog eats, he doesn't break bones. But when a Chamor eats, he breaks bones. So Rabbi Akiva said, when I was in Amoritz, I used to say, Meitan li Talmud Chacham, Vanashchenech, we're getting it back this. Tanya Hirame, Hirame used to say, Kola Masavitan Amoritz. Anyone that marries his daughter to an Amoritz, Kilo Koifsa, it's as if he tied her up, Umanichal of Neari, and put her in front of a lion. Well, what's the connection? Ma'ari Doiris Vaichal. Just like in Ari, he's dairis. First he tramples his prey. Va'oichol, and then he eats. Va'inler b'ish upon him, and he'll do it in public. He has no sense of busha. Afa ma'aretz. Ma'aretz is the same way. Maka, first he hits. Ubayol, va'inler b'ish upon him. He does it without any busha. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, oyemer, mole, onu tzrichem lehem, ulumasso, matam hayo argim, my son. Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol fame said, that if not for the fact that the Ami'aretz needed us to do business with, they would kill us. Tanya, Rabbi Chiyo, kalais b'tar lefnei Ami'aretz, if someone learns to turn in front of an Ami'aretz, kilu boyol arusase b'fana. It's as if he was boyol the arusa of the Amoritz in his presence. Shenem Atayr Tivolano Moshe, Moirasha. Al Tikri Moirasha Elo Meurasa. Chazal learned a lot of drushes from this. Al Tikri Moirasha Elo Meurasa. That the Torah is the arusa. It's the bride of a yid. Now the Amoritz is obviously not learning Torah. So if you learn Torah in the presence of the Amoritz, it's as if you're being boiled the arusa of the Amoritz in front of him. Elo al tikri mayrasha elo muras, meaning, and incidentally, the achronim speak out that that's pashut. That's only if you're not teaching Torah to the Amoritz. Meaning, if the Amoritz wants to learn, and this is a setting where you're educating the Amoritz, you're teaching the Amoritz, of course, this wouldn't be true. But it's more about the Amoritz is he's scoffing at the Torah, he's mocking it. He doesn't want anything to do with it. And you now, in his face, you rub it in, and you're learning Torah. It's actually not a good thing. Doilas sinos shesoyim ami aris atamid chachamim yoisim is sinos shesoyim over the chachamim as Yisrael. The sinna that an amaris has for a talmud chacham is greater than the sinna that an over chachamim has for a yid. V'nishoyseyem yoisim mehem, and their wives are even worse. Tana shanu upireish. You want to know what's the worst? It's worse than Ovik Echavim. It's worse than an Amaretz. It's worse than the wife of an Amaretz. It's a Shanu Pirish. Someone that learned Torah, and then he's Pirish, that's actually the worst. Tanu Rabbana, Shisha Dvarim Nemru Ba'Amayaretz. There's six things I would say regarding an Amaretz. Number one, Ein Moislan Eidos. You can't summons them to be Eidim. Meaning, if you're looking to engage in a transaction, and you know you're going to need Eidim, so you want to point them, you know, will you come, please testify on my behalf, sign this shtar right here, you know, one day I may need you. You shouldn't appoint them as being an Eidim. And if an Amoritz comes and he wants to say Eidim, we don't accept. We don't reveal any secrets to them. You don't want to make them the apotropos on an estate that belongs to orphans. You don't want them touching the kupa shel tzedaka. They mislam him on baderech, and you don't want to travel with them. Some say af in machrizen al avidasa, that ordinarily if you find an aveda, so what's the halacha? Elu mitzia shalai. When it comes to the Aved of Amaretz, it's always Elu Metziah Shalai. Right? There's no Allah of Chayv Lahachris. Tanakama, why didn't he say that? He had all the things, the six things that are true for an Amaretz. He didn't mention that you can keep his Aveda. The reason is because sometimes this Amaretz may have children that are Chashiv. And the children would end up having this Aveda. So although, yeah, you maybe don't have a problem taking it from the Amoritz, but you may be taking it from their children. And it's for that reason, this is not something that you're supposed to do. So again, this Gemara that we just went through really quickly, some of which are just even hard to read and certainly understand, discussing an Amoritz, you can kill him on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, and don't even shecht him because shechita needs a bracha, and he's choshen on shvichas damim. And if somebody marries the daughter of a Talmud Chacham, all of Akasav Omer Aruf Shoichev and Kol Behema. We're not talking about obviously an ordinary Amaretz, but like the Torah said, we're talking about someone very, very unique. And incidentally, Tosa speaks out even more than that. You see that this Amaretz must be a right. If you see his Choshen HaShvichas, the average Amaretz, he's a Choshen HaShvichas, of course not. So again, we're talking about someone who had a very, very unique status once upon a time, and Va'al of Nemar, all these Gemaras that we just learned. So just a few Aras as it relates to today's daf. Not longer Aras, but just to go through them quickly. Number one, so the Gemara mentioned, G'doy L'sino, She'soinim Ame'a Aretz, L'talmud Chacham,
Yoiser mi sinna she soinim ovde kechavim es Yisrael. The sinna that Amoritz has for a Talmud Chacham is greater than the sinna that the ovde kechavim have for the Yid. So we know halacha Esav soinah Yaakov. Hashtag anti-Semitism, Rachmana Litzlana, all the tzaras that the Yidden had throughout the Doris. We're sensitive. We understand what that sinna means. Gedoyla sinna she soinim ame Yaoritz la Talmud Chacham. Their wives, even more so. Tana, we went to the Braisa, Ashana Upiresh. If you have a Yid that was once a Talmud Chacham, and then he became a quote-unquote an Amoritz, and Amoritz in the Psachim Daf Mem Tesom at Bay Sands, he's Yoisem Mikulan. His sinna is more than the wives of the Amoritz, it's more than the Amoritz, and it's more than the Gresta to Antisemitin in the world. The Ashana Upiresh sinna, that's going to be worse. So the question is, why is the sinna of the Shanu Apirish so bad? So I saw in the Chassam Sofer Al Hashas, right here in Masechtas Pesachim, he says, a davar nifla. He says that the reason is, Shamati, he said, I heard, Mimoiri Hagoy. He said, I heard from my Rebbe. So when the Chassam Sofer says his Rebbe, so usually he means either the Hafla, or he means Rav Nosson Adler. Those were the Chassam Sofer's two great Rebbe. But he says, Shamati Mimoiri, I heard from my Rebbe, Hagoy, Rav Mendel Lilig. I heard from my Rebbe, Rav Mendel Galilik, Zichrono Levracha, Rav Beis HaMedrash Dehila Kedosha, Frankfurt the Mind. Says he was the Rav in Frankfurt, right? Chassam Sofer came from Frankfurt. Contrary to what people think, Chassam Sofer wasn't born in Hungary. He was a Rav in Presburg, but he wasn't born in Presburg. He actually came from Germany. He came from Frankfurt the Mind. So Chassam Sofer said that when he was in Frankfurt, he had a Rebbe, and his Rebbe's name was Mendel Lilik. That's who his Rebbe was. So he said, Shamati Mimoiri Hagoyen, Reb Mendel Lilik, Deshano Upiresh, Yoisim Mehem, Mishum, Dehagodom Mechavero, Yitzro Godom Imenu. Because Chazal say that Kalagodom Mechavero, Yitzro Godom Imenu. So if you're bigger than your, right, the greater a person is, the bigger his Yitzahar is. Vahaisha Shana, this person that once learned Torah, Hoyolo Yitzahar God. Now he was Piresh. This is the punchline. Vinishaloi achasha Piresh kanke. This is what Reb Mendel Lilik, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, said. He said that a Shanu Piresh, he ends up with the Yetzirah that he had earlier. So imagine, Namal, Kala Godom Mechaveri Yitzir Godom Imenu. Okay, but you're able to fight it. You have the ammunition because you're a Godom Mechaveri. So you also have your Godless. So Lu'umas, this tremendous Yetzirah that you have your greatness, and that's how you have your Nekudas HaBechira. That's how you balance it out. But the Chassam Sofer was Mekabel from a Rebbe, not Tafla, not Reb Nosson Adler, but Reb Mendel Lilik, Zichrono Levracha, who was a Rav in Frankfurt the Main. He said that once a person reaches a certain Yetzirah, he keeps that Yetzirah. So if someone is a Gadol Mechaver, he has this festa Yetzirah, if he's a Shana Upirish, now he's not learning Torah. He doesn't have the Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavim, but he still has his Yetzirah, so it's going to manifest in his Avodah Hashem. And one example of that is this Gemara, that's why the Shana Upirish's sin is greater, Valat Agresor Yetzirah. It's a Chiddush Nifla in the idea of Kol HaGadol Mechaver, Yitzir Gadol Mimenu. It's a beautiful Pshat this Gemara, and this is a Marganisa Tava, another Rebbe that Chassam Sofer quotes. I don't know if Chassam Sofer quotes him anywhere else, but this is a Rebbe that Chassam Sofer quotes, Reb Mendel Lilik, and this is the Pshat that he brings. That's the first Tara. The second Tara is you can't read this Gemara without pausing for a second. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Kshisa Amoritz, when I was an Amoritz, Amarti, I said, Miyitin li Talmud Chacham, Va'anashchenu Kichamor. He said, Halavai, I would find the Talmud Chacham. If I did, I would eat him up literally like I was a donkey. I would bite through. It's not even like a caliph, but anashchenu kechamar. We've mentioned many times in the daf, the Chassam Sofer in Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, where the Chassam Sofer says that it's mavur in different places that Rabbi Akiva, before he learned Torah, Akiva didn't learn Torah for 40 years. Then he went to learn Torah, married the daughter of Bas Kalba Savur, the daughter of Kalba Savur, and we know the story. But Rabbi Akiva, it's mavur that even before he learned Torah, he was a Baal Derech Eretz. It's mavur that he was a very quality person. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubis Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Rabbi Akiva Raya de Ben Kalba Savur. Rabbi Akiva was the shepherd of Kalba Savur. Have a Chazisa Barte. And Kalba Savur had a daughter, and the daughter saw Rabbi Akiva. And she liked what she saw. You know why? David Tzonia, because he was a Tzonua, Umayli, and he had good midos. She saw that he was a Tzonua, and that he had good midos. The Gemara in Masechtas
Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, tells a story about Rabbi, a person who worked for somebody for 3 years, and he never got paid, and he asked him for his money, and he never gave him the money. And the Gemara tells this whole story where he was Danam Lekav Schos, and the Ramat Mipano, as we mentioned many times, says that who was this person that worked for 3 years that didn't get paid? It was Rabbi Akiva. Who did he work for? He worked for Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. And you see the Rabbi Akiva, during those 3 years that he hadn't gotten paid, at the end of the day, he was okay with the fact that he didn't get paid. Yotzeh b'pachei nefesh, he wasn't happy about it. Hashtag Aryeh Nicham Tano, of course. But at the same time, he worked for 3 years and he was down lekav schus. So you see, the Rabbi Akiva, before he learned Torah, he was a tzaniyo ma'i. He was afraid to say kasha. In Masechtas Ksubas, Daf Samech Beis Amid Beis. So he says, if that's the case, that you see Rabbi Akiva was a tzanua umayli, so I don't understand. But hodo amma be'ilu oivin, amma Rabbi Akiva, k'shisei amaretz yisi yomim itali tamil chochem anosh chanuch kamar, mashma delay havi mayli. So what's going on over here? Here you say he wasn't mayli, and here you see he was mayli. Says Tosfos, you have to say, the hosom, so Tosfos says a pshat, but the Chassam Sofer, in Masechtas Shabbos, and his Chedushi Chassam Sofer, and the Avkuf Chav Zayin Amid Beis says, I think the pshat is like this. You see from here that this idea that an Amo Oretz has a sinner for a Tamil Chacham is not because we assume that the Amo Oretz is not a Baal Midos. Could be a Baal Midos. He was Sani O'Maili. He was down the kavschos in this incredible way. Shabbos kuf chav zayin amid beis. It's a din in a Talmud Chacham. It's a sinner that he has for a Talmud Chacham. That's what the Chassam Sofer said. That's the teretz of Taisus Kasha. It doesn't mean that he's not a Baal. Could be he is a Baal Midas. But it's a sinner that he has for. Again, we're not talking about an Amma Oretz in the generic sense. We need an Amma Oretz in the Gemara Psachim and Tesam and Beis sense, which, by the way, brings that. It emphasizes who Rabbi Akiva was. Rabbi Akiva wasn't just an Amma. Whatever the pshat is, the Torah, whatever pshat you want to learn with, as it relates to the Gemara, Psachim Emtas Amud Beis, Rabbi Akiva was that. Right? It's amazing. When you think about the Rabbi Akiva, the rags to riches story, in a spiritual sense of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was the Amma Oretz, where the Gemara says that if you marry the Amma Oretz, this pas Amma Oretz, it's Oruch Sheikh Ben Mehema, he's a Choshen and Shvich Hazamim. You say, Rabbi Akiva was Choshen and Shvich Hazamim. Yeah, he said it himself. He said, Kshayisi Amma Oretz Amarti. He said, Mi Yitain Li Tamud Chacham, Vanashchenu Kichamar. He said him a Furish. So that's who Rabbi Akiva was. It's incredible. It's just another Knech. When you appreciate this Gemara, Psachim Emtesam and Beis, you just understand Rabbi Akiva, where he came from, on a level deeper. It's amazing. You usually think Rabbi Akiva didn't know the Aleph Beis, right? Hey, he didn't know the Aleph Beis. Okay, he sat down and he learned the Aleph Beis. Can you imagine where Rabbi Akiva was coming from? He was coming from a place, according to the Torah, he was an Eichel Neveles Lahachis. That's who he was. That's what it's amazing. But at the same time, he could beat Tzniya Maili. It's not a steer. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. You see from me that the sinner that the Amaretz has for a Talmud Chacham has nothing to do with bad midos, but it's related to something else. Just one final ha'ara. That is the Gemara on the beginning of the sugya. On Daf Mem Tes Amid Aleph. So the Gemara spoke about Rabbi Yochanan's memra. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Suda she'ena shel mitzvah, ain Talmud Chacham rashoy lohanes v'menu. Any Suda that's not a Suda's mitzvah, Talmud Chacham is not allowed to have any anah from. What's an example of a Suda that's not a Suda's mitzvah? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Kigoyim bas koyin v'Yisrael. A bas koyin is not supposed to marry Yisrael." The Gemara said, "Ain't is that true?" But Rabbi Yochanan said, "A roitzes sheis asher. If you want to be a gvir, yidbuk bizari shalaharin. To the contrary, you should marry a bas koyin. It sounds like a Yisrael should marry a bas koyin. Like kasha hapatam l'chacha hama ma'aris. In other words, the maskana what Rabbi Yochanan was saying was is that a bas koyin can marry Yisrael, but only Yisrael tamud chacha. A bas koyin is allowed to marry Yisrael. A bas koyin is not allowed to marry an ma'aris. And the truth is." This memra of Rabbi Yochanan is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's an Evan Ezer. It's Simen Beis Sivkotin Ches. Am Ha'aretz Lo Yisa Koyhenes. And Am Ha'aretz should not marry a Bas Koyin. V'im Nasa, and if he does, Ein Zivugam Oile Yofa. What does that mean? Shetamos Hi, Oihu, Mehera, Oitakola, Tavei Beneim. Ava Talmud Chacham Shino Yisa Koyhenes. But if a Talmud Chacham marries a Koyhenes, Hareze Na U'meshubach, Torah v'kohuna b'makom echad. Ever heard that nusach? Torah v'kohuna b'makom echad. It's a lashon in the Shulchan Aruch. So he says, a bas koyin shouldn't marry an Am Ha'aretz. But a koyin, that's a beautiful thing. In fact, a Talmud Chacham is beautiful. Hareza no meshubach. And what you're going to end up having is you're going to have Torah v'kohuna b'makom echad. The Marsham in a tshuva discussed this halacha that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, this halacha that an Am Ha'aretz should not marry a Koyhenes. And it seems that somebody wrote a letter to the Marsham, and he told the Marsham, I have a big problem with you paskining this bisman hazeh. Meaning, I understand it's based on a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim Mem Tes Amud Aleph, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Ebn Ezra Siman Beis. But at the same time, nowadays you can't have an halacha like this nowadays. He says, why not? He says, because in a few places it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that a lot of dinim that we have as it relates to a Talmud Chacham are not noyig bisman hazeh. For example, the halacha is if somebody embarrasses a Talmud Chacham, it's a Gemara Masechtas Bavakam and Perak Achayvel, you had to pay a knas. What was the knas? It was a big number. Litra de dahava. It's a litra of dahava, of gold. It's a rebbish number. So litra de dahava, the halach is you would have to pay. The shach says this halach is not okay bezman hazeh. Why not? Because ain't tamid chachamim bezmanim. It's a Ramah. And you're a day and a reish mem gimel. He says, don't worry about litra de dahava today because we don't really have tamid chachamim bezman hazeh. And there's different places where halacha says something about a talmud chacham where the poiskim on the Ramah shach level say, disclaimer, there's no real talmud chacham bezman hazeh. So this yid wrote to the Masham and he told the Masham, you're going to tell me a halacha that an amma oritz is lo yisa kehenes, meaning a kehenes has to marry a talmud chacham. Why? Because I raise a no meshubach toirav kahuna b'mak. We have no Tamil Chacham in Bezman Hazeh. So this is not a halacha that can be negated. So I'm reading from the Daf al Daf, David Mandelbaum Shlita, Mesechta Shabbos, Daf Samach Kimel Amaral. Umayrach HaMarsham Harbe Be'inyon Zeh. So the Marsham, I don't have this tshuva, it's not printed in the regular tshuva, it's a Marsham. He was very mayrach in this. Yeyesh din Tamil Chacham Bezman Hazeh Oloi. Umamshach V'koysim. And then he said as follows. This is the Marsham talking. He said, when I received this letter, I couldn't stop laughing the whole day. Why? Because you want, last is kol ha'olam la'me'aretz. He says, you want to make the whole world into ame'aretz. He says, you better be careful when you walk in the street. Right? They're going to throw stones at you. They're going to say, ha'chilo rik yoganu, v'teidat shena me'enenu, ha'loi boiz yavuzulai. He says, they're going to come after you. He says, you're making the whole world into Am Me'aretz. Chas v'sholof. You can't make the whole world into Am Me'aretz. Aye, there's a shach that says, ain't Talmid HaChachamim Bezman Hazeh. Every sugya, Talmud Chacham and Am Me'aretz mean different things. In those sugyas of literally the Dahava, Talmud Chacham meant something that we don't have Bezman Hazeh. Right, if you read the Rishonim, they talk about how the Me'iri wrote a sefer, where a history work, and he talks about the Yuridas HaDairis from his dar to the dar of the Ga'onim. Right, this is like literally, you to imagine, the dar of the Rishonim, Rashi, the Bali Tosfos, the Rif, the Rambam, the Rajva, the Ramban, and he was talking about, he was bemoaning the Yuridas HaDairis. He said, once upon a time, there were real Talmid HaChachamim. He says, in Unzer Adar, Da'um Kenshanish Lernin, and he said, that's why we need Rashi and Tosfos, because without a Gemara, you wouldn't be able to have Rashi and Tosfos. Right, if you ask somebody, why would there no Rishonim in the times of the Ga'onim? He would probably say, I don't know, maybe there was this dar day of the Rishonim, and the Eibush enlightened them on such a level that they understood Rashi and Tosfos. They were able to be mefarish things like the previous Dairis weren't able to. The Me'iri, one of the G'dayli HaRishonim, wrote a Chibur. He wrote a chibur. It's his haknama to Pirkei Avos, by the way. He wrote a chibur, and in his chibur, the Me'iri says, that's not the reason. He says, you want to know why in the times of the Ga'onim there was no Rashi and Tosfos? They didn't need Rashi and Tosfos. You were able to learn a Gemara without Rashi and Tosfos. You want to know why there was no Rambam in Rif? So why do I need the Rambam's Yad Chazaka to know Halacha L'maisa? I could open up a Gemara, and I'll know the Halacha. I'll learn through a Sugya. I'll know Halacha Krevi Mechaveira, like Mechaveira, Rabban, I'll be able to make all these Cheshbonos by myself. He didn't need a Rambam. He says, there's a Yuridus HaDairus. Today you can't learn Gemara without Mefarshim. Hence, Rashi and Tosfos. He says, today you can't learn Halacha without Svarim on Halacha. So you have the Rambam, you have the Rif. He said, but this was all a result of the fact that there was a Yuridus HaDairus. He says, the word Goyen, once upon a time people called Goyenin. Goyen is the gematria 60. Right? It's the gematria of 60. It says, why? Because there's samach mesachtes. The big mesachtes and the small mesachtes at samach. A goyen knew all 60 mesachtes. It says, today, who knows all 60 mesachtes? There's Noshim, Nezikin, Mayid. This is what he writes. The Me'iri talking. There was Iri, there's Hadaris. That's what the Shach meant. Once upon a time, there was a Talmud Chacham on a level where in the times of the Gemara, yeah, if you were Mavaz, a Talmud Chacham, there was something called Litra de Dahava. But does that mean in a vacuum, there's no such thing as a Talmud Chacham? Does that mean everyone's an Amaretz? And we just went through an Amaretz of this halach. Is a whole different type of Amaris. So the Marsham said, Avada, this idea that ain't Talmid HaChachamim is my name doesn't mean that a Bas Kohen can't get married. Of course not. Avada, this Talmid HaChachamim. And then he said, like, Bederech HaLeitzonus, he says, I couldn't stop laughing. He said, be careful because you might mean a Talmud Chachamim will throw a shtender at you, right? He's going to come after you. So he said, I would watch myself. And then he says, but I was thinking that Alderech HaLetzi, says Bederech Tzachos, Bederech Letzonos, maybe you could say Pshan in the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, Omer Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana said,
I was 18 years old. Kadavina by Yud Cheshnin, when I was 18 years old, Havigomirna Lukula Shas. I knew Gan Shas. But at the same time, I didn't know that Ein Mikro Yoitzim Edeb Shutai. So Rav Kahana said that he knew Gan Shas, but he didn't know everything. He didn't know the most basic idea that Ein Mikro Yoitzim Edeb Shutai. So the Rasham says, it always bothered him. He doesn't understand why Rav Kahana run through Shas. Kind of ran through Shas. He didn't even know everything. He wanted to make a Siyam HaShas, right? Why did he run through Shas? He didn't even know everything. You see, clearly, he didn't know Emek Yoytzim Edeb Shutai. He said, why did he have to know Gan Shas? He said, but I know the Pshat. He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas, Psachim Daf Mem Tesam and Aleph, the Rav Kahana married a Bas Kohen. Right? In fact, Rav Kahana, you think was a Kohen. Right? His name was Rav Kahana. Right? Today, if your name is Kohen, chances are you're a Kohen. Rav Kahana, right? Of course he was a Kohen. But the truth is, Tosfos said Rav Kahana wasn't a Kohen. He was married to a Bas Kohen, our Gemara, and because he was married to a Bas Kohen, that's why he became known as Rav Kahana. Not only was Rav Kahana married to a Bas Kohen, he was sensitive to what Rabbi Yochanan had said. He wasn't so excited about the fact that he was married to a Bas Kohen. He attributed the fact that he went to Golis because he was an Amoritz and he was married to a Bas Kohen. But Rav Kahana was married to a Bas Kohen, and he knew that in order to marry a Bas Kohen, daf min zayin a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham means you have to finish Shas. When do you get married? Shmoy Nesra L'chuppah. So he said to Masham, Rav Kahana said that when I was 18 years old, I finished Shas. You know why I finished Shas when I was 18 years old? He said, because I wanted to make sure that when I come to Shmoy Nesra L'chuppah, I'm going to be a Talmud Chacham. Because I have to marry. I know who I'm marrying. I'm marrying a Bas Kohen. So if I'm African, and I'm always not going to marry a Bas Kohen. He says, oh, that must be why Rav Kahana sped through Shas. He made a Siyam HaShas by the Chassidim because he knew he was going to marry a Bas Kohen and he didn't want to be a Gedder of an Amoritz that's marrying a Bas Kohen. He wanted to be a Reza. No, Meshuvach, Torah v'Kohuna v'Makom Echad. This is what he wants. So he's therefore, he says, Rav Kahana said, that's what the Marasham said. But just to add one knetch to this, and that is, I saw a pilpul. It's a very short pilpul. It's 10 lines. But if you look through all the Mara Mekaymas, it's really a pilpul from Rav Ruven Margolis. We haven't quoted Rav Ruven Margolis in a little while. In the Sefer Nitzutzayar. So Rav Ruven Margolis, it's on a Gemara Masechtes Ksubis. Daf Samach, it's a Gemara Sechtes Ksuvis, Daf Nun Amid Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Amalei Rav, the Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Rav told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Batsami Bar Shis Leitakabal. Shmuel Bar Shelas was a very famous Melamed Tinoikis. He was Rav's very good friend, and he was a Melamed, a lot of Gemaras in Shas, where Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas was the Spitz Rebbe for young boys. So Rav once told Rav Shmuel Bar Shelas, Batsami Bar Shis Leitakabal. You want to know when you should start teaching kids Taira, when they're 6 years old. The Gemara from there goes on and digresses a little bit that it's when a person turns six. Either Mishnah says Ben Chamish L'Mikra, I am Barishayinu. It's Taisus Kasha. But the Gemara over there says that when a child turns 6 years old, that's when you're supposed to start teaching him Taira. So said Rav Ruven Margolis, it could be. That's why Rav Kahana finished Shas when he was 18 years old. Because you find in many Gemaras that after the Talmidei Chachamim would get married, they would go learn. They'd go to Koil. But they would go learn away from their wives. And how long would they go away for? For 12 years. Right? Exhibit A is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva went for 12 years, but it wasn't only Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara Masechtas Yevamos in Perek Haba Yevimtai brings a lot of different Tanam that used to go away. They used to learn for 12 years. So there was an idea, there was a concept of learning for 12 years. So he said that when do you start learning? When you're six. Yud Beis Shanim, that's the time to finish all your Bekiyas. So the Bekiyas happened in Yud Beis Shanim because you see that there was some magic to the number 12. Says Rav Ruven Margolis, that al derech zeh, you can understand something else. He says, because you find that there are different Gemaras that talk about different Tanam, they were Meshamish their Rabbeim, Chaf Beis Shanim. They were Meshamish their Rabbeim for 22 years. Exhibit A, again, is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Shimesh Nochem Ish Gamzu, Chaf Beis Shanim. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. But there's other Mara Mekaymas for this as well. It was 22 years. What was the idea of Shimesh Tamid Chachamim? So for the first 12 years, 12 is a number, so for the first 12 years, you took in all your bikis, right? You have all the information. Rav Kahana, I finished, I didn't know everything yet, but I finished Shas. Now for 22 years, you're going to go, and you're going to be Meshamash your Rebbe. Now you're going to learn to be an Oikaharim. You're going to learn to apply it. You're going to understand all the principles. Once you have the introductions, you have all the background information, now the rest of it is going to flow. So you're six when you start learning. You learn for 12 years. Everyone used to learn for 12 years. So you learn for 12 years. Now you know Kuli Tamuda, like Rav Kahana did in Masech Shabbos, Tav Samach Gimel Amad Aleph. You Meshamash your Rebbe, Chav Beishanim, like Rabbi Akiva did in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Beis Amin Aleph. How old are you? You started when you're six.
12 years of learning, now you're 18. 22 years you were Meshamish Yereba, you're 40 years old. Oh, that's pshat. That how old does someone have to be for him to be Roy Loira? He has to be 40 years old. That's pshat in Ben Arbam Labina. That's pshat in the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the exchange of Chizna and Rav Huna. He says, you need me for 40 years, because that's how, what's the number 40? Oh, the number 40 is you start when you're 6, 12 years of Bekiyas, 22 years of Lumbus, then when you turn 40 years old, you've been Arbam Labina. At that point, you're Roy Lahirah.